KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have arrested a man for allegedly running a fuel theft scheme while pretending to be an Etiquini worker. The city says he was nabbed after a tip-off from the Municipal City Fleet Directorate. Newswatch's Takane Mhlongo reports.
In a statement, Etiquini says the directorate raised the alarm on the scheme, saying municipal vehicles were fueling diesel more than 10 times a day. An investigation was launched by the city's Integrity and Investigations Directorate. Officials found that the suspect had duplicated number plate and city branding to make four private vans look like official vehicles. He allegedly visited over 15 stations daily. The vehicles were fitted with a 750-litre fuel tank at the base that will be filled. The diesel was stored and resold. Each vehicle generated around 78,000 a day. He was caught red-handed with assistance of Metro Police and security company Reaction Unit South Africa wearing a municipal uniform. Zakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Our government has thanked Equatorial Guinea for granting two South African engineers a presidential pardon, allowing them to be released from prison there. Peter Haxam and Fred Potgieter were flown home yesterday after they were jailed on disputed drugs charges for 12 years in 2023. International Relations and Cooperation says it appreciates the Equatorial Guinea's provision of consular access and diplomatic dialogue in securing their freedom. The men's families had always maintained their innocence, arguing the pair had been unlawfully imprisoned. And investigations have begun into how a hot air balloon caught fire and crashed in southern Brazil, killing 8 people. The craft was carrying tourists in the state of Santa Catarina. There were 13 survivors. Videos taken by bystanders show the moment when the balloon erupted in flames above a rural area. A recap of our lead story. Police have arrested a man for allegedly running a fuel theft scheme while pretending to be an Etiquini worker. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.